You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Sorry, but your astute election posts aren't changing anybody's mind. You've had it with this election cycle. The name-calling, the baby banishing, the multitudinous email scandals. So you log on to Facebook and fire off a post pumping Hillary Clinton, defending Donald Trump, or, perhaps, reminding everyone that Jill Stein exists. With each accumulating like, you feel like you've accomplished something, like you've awoken the masses from this great national nightmare. And like maybe, just maybe, you've even changed some minds. Except you haven't. At least, not according to new research from the social media marketing firm Rantic. It recently surveyed more than 10,000 people on Facebook, spread evenly across political affiliations. It found that 94% of Republicans, 92% of Democrats, and 85% of Independents say they have never changed their view of an issue because of a Facebook post. The majority of people from all political affiliations also say social media is an inappropriate place to express political beliefs. That's despite the fact that the survey showed 39% of Republicans, 34% of Democrats, and 26% of Independents have posted political content on Facebook. But while all those political posts might not pack the punch we all hoped they would, they do have some unintended consequences. The majority of both Republicans and Democrats say they judge their friends based on what they write on social media about politics. What's more, 12% of Republicans, 18% of Democrats, and 9% of Independents who responded say they've unfriended someone because of those posts. All that said, research is still out on how sharing stories from Wired impacts friendships, and since other research shows that sharing this stuff makes you happy, by all means, keep doing that. Politics and social media. Over 10,000 social media users were surveyed to determine thoughts, attitudes, and behaviors of individuals who post about political opinions and beliefs. Have you ever expressed political views on social media? Republican, 39% yes. Democrat, 34% yes. Independent, 26% yes. Have you unfriended someone due to a political post? Republican, 12%. Democrat, 18%. Independent, 9%. Has a political post ever changed your view on an issue? Republican, 6%. Democrat, 8%. Independent, 15%. Do you judge people based on their political opinions? Republican, 61%. Democrat, 53%. Independent, 34%. Is social media an appropriate place to discuss politics? Republican, 36%. Democrat, 31%. Independent, 21%. This article was written by Izzy Lepowski.